February 15th, 2017. You're listening to the Girard Files podcast. My name is Ray Girard. The last couple of years, Amazon has been talking about making deliveries via drones. You probably read about it or heard about it. That is still within the realm of possibility. However, there are some obstacles that need to be overcome. That's what we're going to look at on today's show. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Girard Files podcast, your quick stop for interesting info, thoughts, and opinions on what's current, cool, and disruptive. The Girard Files podcast, where technology, business, and pop culture intersect.
Welcome aboard once again, and thank you for listening. Background music on the show provided by Andre Louis. You can find him on Twitter at ONJMusic. How's the weather in your neck of the woods? My weather's been pretty decent here in southeast Virginia. In fact, a couple days ago it was 80 degrees. I'll take 80 degrees in February. I don't mind. Piece playing in the background is called Don't Think So by Andre Louis. He is also at Freaky Foof on Twitter, FreakyFwoof. Drop by, say hello. Tell him Ray sent you.
The Girard Files podcast, delivering the 411 in 10 minutes or less. The clock is ticking. Let's go.
So, as we've been saying, Amazon has a few obstacles to consider in order to make drone deliveries a reality. Now, the biggest one of those is the fact that under current laws here in the U.S., it's not yet legal. There are certain legalities that have to be looked into. But let's assume for a minute that laws will change. As they always do, as technology advances, laws change sometimes to accommodate big business. And let's say 5 to 6 years from now, drones start filling the skies. What do you think of that? Oh, look, up in the sky. It's a bird. No, it's a delivery drone. Yeah, we might be saying that. Perhaps, right? And speaking of drones filling the skies, did you see the Super Bowl halftime show with Lady Gaga about 10 days or so ago? At one point, they had hundreds of drones flying overhead behind Lady Gaga in a spectacular display. It was pretty cool. If you haven't seen it, I recommend that you look it up on YouTube so you can check it out. All right, so let's go right ahead. Now, the biggest problem for Amazon to solve is the best way to leave a package at its destination. Of course, you could load up the drone and get it moving, but when you get to the destination, you have to leave the package some way, somehow. The most obvious way to achieve this is to have the drone land, of course, release the package from its underbelly, and then take off again. That'd be the simple way, right? If the world was that simple. But this method carries a lot of risk, right? A pet or a human being could be injured by the drone, or the drone could topple over and become stuck in a tree, or worse yet, it could be stolen. Might end up in the wrong neighborhood. Somebody sees the drone and throws a net on it and captures it. You know? Sell the parts to somebody, you know? But it's much safer if the drone remains in the sky and does not land. So Amazon is investigating other ways to quite literally drop the package to its destination without having the drone land. And that makes sense. CNN discovered that a new patent was granted to Amazon entitled Maneuvering a Package Following In-Flight Release from an Unmanned Aerial Vehicle. And this patent describes methods to forcefully propel a package from a drone in order to alter its descent trajectory. Now, that makes sense, right? Complicated technology, it seems, but in other words, the ability to drop a package and make sure it lands in the right place. Now, that's awesome stuff. How would it be done? Well, three methods of controlled descent are discussed: a parachute, landing flaps, and compressed air canisters. All three would allow for the direction of a dropped package to be changed if necessary. For example, if a package is dropped and there's high winds blowing it and the package off course, or maybe to the neighbor's yard, you don't want that. The drone would monitor its descent. Sensors would be included with the package, and together they can determine if an adjustment is needed. So you see, if so, a flap could be deployed to guide the package, a canister could fire a blast or two of air, or a parachute could be released. Sounds pretty complicated, right? Is it worth the cost and the inconvenience? That's the question. Will the original problems still exist, such as, you know, birds? Or, you know what, speaking of, I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but I saw a YouTube video where an eagle attacked a drone and damaged it, knocked it right out of the sky. I guess a lot of animals are going to start seeing these drones as they become reality, as other animals invading their territory. So there'll be attacks. So I'm sure companies are going to take that into consideration and into their loss figures. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so those are some of the ways that Amazon is looking to see how they can make the delivery process, the drone delivery process, a bit more productive or efficient, shall we say, or effective. And there you have it. Now, even though this drop method would allow drone to keep flying, which is the point, you know, of keeping the drone safe for safety purposes, keep the drone in the air, they all kind of sound very complicated and expensive. So we will see how this all develops. We shall see. I mean, at first thought, it sounds like it would be easier to have the drone determine how low it needs to hover based on weather conditions and ensure a successful drop, right? Seems like the most simple, cheap, and reliable way, but I guess there are things that have to be taken into consideration. And that, I'm sure, Amazon will do. So stay tuned, folks. Let's keep the conversation going. I am at Ray on Twitter. So do check me out and subscribe to the show. I'm on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and also on Libsyn, RAYGA.libsyn.com. All right, I'm going to leave you with this. This is called Cycle Path. Cycle Path by Andre Louis. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.
Locked to the Gerard Files podcast. Remember, you can always grab the latest in the Gerard Files 411 info via iTunes or at Stitcher.com and by bookmarking RayGA.libsyn.com. That's RayGA.libsyn.com, where technology, business, and pop culture intersect. It's the Gerard Files podcast.